You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage from Isaiah 45 has one strong theme. Verse 5 says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. In verse 18, God speaking in the first person as creator concludes, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And again, verse 21, in the context of not turning to idols, the Lord says, and there is no other God besides me. And in verse 24, the theme concludes with, only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength, i.e. your only hope is in the Lord. In Isaiah's day, the main context for these words was the worship of idols made of wood and stone, figures that represented spiritual gods and which probably had demons behind them. However, we know, at least from later Roman writings, that agnostics and atheists are not only a modern phenomenon, but an ancient world one as well. We know that this was also a reality in the Hebrew world of Isaiah, since Psalm 14 begins with, in verse 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. However, worship of idols or atheism are both serious sins, because in both you do not worship the true God. Moreover, both would have and do have practical consequences. For example, worship of the god Molech of the ancient world, religions of the Levant and other gods meant doing seriously evil things such as child sacrifice. And most idol worship involves appeasement to spiritual forces who claim power over your life for good or for evil. For these religions, living according to our moral code of conduct, such as we find summarized in the second half of the Ten Commandments, was secondary, if it existed at all. Atheism, on the other hand, denies the first half of the commandments by saying there is no God, and gives the atheist a freedom to think that there's no need to be moral, since there is no judgment. In the words of the 20th century Polish poet and philosopher Czesław Miłosz, in his book The Discreet Charm of Nihilism, he says, a true opium of the people is a belief in nothingness after death, the huge comfort of thinking that for our betrayals, greed, cowardice, murders, we're not going to be judged. It may well be that for many of us in our environments are neither filled with atheists nor filled with idol worshippers, and that may also have been the case in Isaiah's time. Rather, his world and our world are filled with secularists, those who don't necessarily deny there is a God or gods, but to a large extent simply live out their lives as if they were not there, or at least irrelevant to their lives. For us in modern society, with nearly all of our basic needs met through our income, the temptation to simply live our lives as if there was no God, i.e. in a secular way, is very real. With this in mind, we come back to the passage and ask, who was it that Isaiah was addressing? He was not particularly addressing those of other nations where Yahweh, the true God, was not known. Rather, he was addressing the people of Israel, and in effect saying, you're being tempted to live as if the one Lord was not there. Stop it, or you'll end up worshipping idols. And of course, that was what happened. Ezekiel and Jeremiah were the great prophets, some many years after Isaiah, and just before, great prophets just before and during the 6th century BC exile to Babylon. And in both cases, they speak of the evil of those in Jerusalem worshipping other gods. Let us beware and not be taken in by the world around us which says there are other gods than the true God, or there is no God.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.